Welcome back. We have a little bit off schedule here today, and my guest will be coming on in the third segment, which will be just after the half hour. Okay, want to promote UCSB Economic Forecast is coming up May 9th, 2024, and it's going to be in the afternoon instead of in the morning, which is fabulous. May 9th is a Thursday, 2024, 4:30 to 6 p.m. is the program, and then a type of reception following. It'll be again at the Granada Theater. And if you're a student, you can get in for $25. If you're not a student and you have to ask the price, you can't afford it. And Peter Rupert's going to be my guest shortly to discuss it just prior to the event. And there's also a commercial broker, Gene Deering, will be speaking. And Rick Caruso is going to be there. He's the founder of the largest privately held real estate, one of the largest in the real estate companies in the U.S. So we're talking about development, retail, and mixed-use destination. Of course, you know him locally as the owner of the Miramar Hotel. So that should be very interesting. I have a few $100 gift certificates to be used towards the first month's rent for a new rental of a three-month minimum rental at Patterson Self Storage. So if you're thinking you're about to get a storage room and you want to get $100 off your first month, text me at 805-452-2428, 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Okay. Some stats left over from 2023 that I never read. I did a search in 2021, I did it for the 3 years, on some categories. One category is owner is a licensee. Now, hopefully everyone put this in properly. 2021, the number was 59. Again, 2021 had a huge number of sales. 2022 is 45. And 2023, it was 23. The number of sales where the owner was a licensee. Could have been the sole owner or one of the owners. Or another one, another category is agent is related to the principal. Now, in the first numbers, the numbers went down because, of course, the number of sales went down. This is interesting. Agent related to the principal in 2021, there were 20 sales. And in 2022, it was 26 sales. And in 2023, it was 14 sales. Entire year where the agent was related to the principal. How about probate sales? In 2021, there were 12. In 2022, there were 8. And in 2023, there were 5. Most of the sales, there's probate sales, but obviously not too many. Trustee sales. And you see, this is different if you have a trust and you put your house in a trust. As a matter of fact, don't forget, if you do that, to call your homeowner's insurance and make sure the trust is named as a, not a beneficiary, but as an additional insured. And this is advice from my sister, the attorney. You could run into trouble. You pass away and then there's an insurance claim and you're the only one on the insurance could turn you down because now it's owned by the trust. So that's a great, great tip. So when they have trustee sales, it's usually, it's not the individual who is, you know, the house was in a trust and is selling it. It could be that someone passed away and it's being sold. So remarkably, and again, these are input by agents, so it's not necessarily ironclad correct every time. But in 2021, it was 16, and in 2022, it was 100. And in 2023, it was 56. So I don't know why 2021 was so low. And of course, you'd have to do many years to really figure that out. But we don't have many years in front of us, so, or we don't have time to do that. It's not that important. This is, let's see, do I have time to do this? I have a couple of real estate stories, but you know, I'm looking at the clock. We're doing something different, so I'm going to set those aside. Let me give you some. This is something I just looked up, real estate related. A house sold for $2,850,000, and I looked, and it just sold at the end of March, and it sold in March 2023, 12 months earlier, for $3,095,000. And I'm used to, you know, you don't check every listing when the history, when it sells, but occasionally you do and you go, oh, look at that. Or it looks familiar. So there's been change of life. People sell not too long after they buy. Things happen. Some people never move in. There was a house off Toro Canyon. It was about a $5 million house and they just bought it and they just never moved in. And I don't want to quote what that sold for, but what I did was I saw that that sold lower. I tried to find out. I thought maybe it was extenuating circumstances. Maybe the seller like just was forced to just get out real quickly or something happened with the house. But I couldn't really get an answer. Actually, the answer was the market changed. And well, of course, the market always changes. But that got me curious. So I did a search of the last 18 months between 2 and 4 million. And I put one category as the, every category comes up with the address, but you can't put it in address order. You could put it in date sold, price sold, a lot of different orders, but you can't, district, but you can't put it in address unless you add the category, the house number. So I added that, and then I got a list of a lot of homes that sold between 2 and 4 million in the last 18 months. But I put it in the address number order. So I just scroll down quickly and boom, okay, there's 242 was the address. But oh, one was 42 state, one was 42 Ontario, so different. So I scroll down, and then I found a total of 5 properties that sold twice in the last 18 months. And the one that sold for $2,850,000 and then sold 12 months earlier for $3,095,000 was the only one that sold for less. I found one on Mission Ridge that sold, boy, this is really a short turnaround. It sold August of 2023 for $2,004,250,000 and then sold January of 2024 for $2.9 million. Now, this one on Mesa Road was clearly a remodel because it sold for $2.4 million April 2023. 3 months later, it sold for $3,475,000. Cuesta del Sol sold in November 2022 for $2,435,000, and then February of 2024, $2,000,000. Well, that's good. It's either $675,000 or $875,000. Smudge of the ink there, and then lastly, Cannon Drive sold. And again, 12-month period, March of 2023 for $2,020,000, and then sold 12 months later, March of 2024 for $2,250,000. So they got out enough to cover themselves, and so it's just kind of a weird factoid. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, and we're going to come back with a man who's very knowledgeable about the National Association of Realtors lawsuit settlement. Chris Kelly is the Executive Vice President of Home Services of America. He'll be my guest. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.